For WKMS News, I'm Chad Lampe. Tomorrow could be the next step in an effort by some in Martin, Tennessee, to mandate a Black History and Culture course for students in that town's university. The Faculty Senate Executive Committee is set to vote on a resolution tomorrow. I'm joined by our news director, Rachel Collins, to explain more about this process and its implications. So, Rachel, tell us, how did this all start and who's leading this charge?
The Black History Matters Coalition started actively drawing attention to the issue with a spring protest in the middle of a lightning storm. They say it's because Black history matters, and they contend UT Martin doesn't do enough to acknowledge that.
And catch us up to this point.
They've organized a social media gathering and taken an active role in reaching out to local media outlets, and they've spoken with several members of the UT Martin administration. They've submitted a resolution that, if passed, would state the Faculty Senate supports creation of an African American history and thought course that would be mandatory for all students across all studies.
So the next step begins some sort of process?
Yes, I spoke at length with Faculty Senate President Dr. Sean Walker. And he says the body's executive committee, along with invited members, including the university's associate provost and faculty senate parliamentarian, will discuss the resolution. And what's interesting is they may vote, but they may not either. He said a vote one way or the other is an option, but another option is to table the matter until a formal curricular change request is submitted to faculty to accompany the resolution.
And what is a formal curricular change request?
Well, Dr. Walker says the forms initiating the process are available to faculty through the university website. He says faculty members complete the paperwork and then submit it for consideration by a number of committees. Once it passes through those committees, it goes through more committees at the Faculty Senate level. And if the Faculty Senate approves, it goes to the chancellor's desk for final approval.
Got it. So it's not uncommon for initiatives at universities to get mired in process. How is this impacting the folks advocating for the required course in Black History and Culture?
Dr. David Barber is a history professor and a member of the coalition advancing this work. At his core, he feels the university is dodging the issue.
Do we need all the people in this country to have an understanding of Black history and Black culture? Do we need that? It appears to us that they don't want to have that conversation. If I'm wrong about that, it's easy enough to refute.
So it looks like Dr. Barber is asking the institution or the administration to have some sort of statement. And is the administration saying anything?
I spoke with Chancellor Keith Carver for about 30 minutes. He admits the university has a long way to go, but says they are actively taking steps every day. He said those steps include creation of a diversity and inclusion task force, creation of a bias reporting system, and appointment of Dr. Mark McLeod as Chief Diversity and Inclusion Officer. But Carver wouldn't directly say what his position is on the required course resolution. He said it was because the curricular change process needs to pass through the faculty and the appropriate channels. He has the final say, but he's not, according to the process, supposed to be part of the initiating steps. Here's what he would say about it.
I've said it to our alums, I've said to our students, and also our internal audiences, is I really support any curricular effort to create cultural awareness and meeting dialogue towards diversity and inclusion at UTM.
And what about students on campus? How are they including themselves in this conversation?
Alexis Millsaps is a senior at UT Martin. She says the coalition has support across campus, but she also senses some resentment.
I think they have this concept that for us to criticize UT Martin's curriculum or Dr. Carver, we must like hate the school and have this bone to pick with Dr. Carver, which isn't the case. At this point, I would consider him a friend, and I do respect him as a person, and I love this school. But I think it's important to note that you can love somewhere and also see where it can benefit to change.
Okay, so Rachel, depending on the outcome of tomorrow's Faculty Senate Executive Committee meeting, then what will happen after that?
The full Senate's next meeting is November 24th, and from what I understand, they'll have the same options, vote yay or nay, or table the matter until the bureaucratic process is formally initiated with proper paperwork. After that vote, the resolution goes before the chancellor for his approval. But Faculty Senate President Sean Walker wanted to clarify during our interview that the resolution doesn't signify anything except intention. He says the African American History and Thought course will not become a reality, much less a general education mandate, without going through the formal process of a curricular change request.
Okay, you can see a full write-up on this effort at WKMS.org. Rachel, thanks so much for reporting on this.
Thank you.